Hello, pals o' mine. Well, now that Halloween is over, the big rush is on to have Christmas in your backyard and your front yard and on the radio and in the stores. And stop. Thanksgiving is next. Thanksgiving. Stores decorate for Christmas. Okay, I kind of get that because they want you to buy shit from them. But in your own home, come on, Thanksgiving is next. Thanksgiving. Fall colors, gourds, pumpkins, Indian corn, pilgrims if you have them. If you don't, that's fine too. But let's slow down. Let's enjoy Thanksgiving first. Because this is what happens. The same thing happens every single year without exception, sadly, since they started to do this. When I started hearing the Christmas music on one of the local radio stations, I just cringed because Christmas actually does arrive and everybody is so tired of it. They're so burnt out. They're no longer in the spirit and they no longer enjoy it. They want the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. Come on, people, relax. Enjoy the holiday season with your friends and family, a glass of wine, mug of beer, nice warm cup of tea. Just enjoy the season and the reason that they are all about, okay? Movie theaters, 1,000, I believe I read, across the country are screwed by January 1st if they can't convert to digital, to hard drives. Movie theaters, or the studios, I should say, have informed theaters that they will no longer be providing films. So all these theaters, January 1st, they're screwed if they're unable to do this. There are small towns, there's one in California, Colusa, $50,000 it costs for these digital hard drives. $50,000. You have a small town, they don't have $50,000. If there's one near you, you know, just preserve your local community. I would strongly suggest that you chip in, donate, help with fundraisers, something. You know, in the old days, I mean like seriously old, way, way back, decades ago, that was a big thing to go out to see a movie. People would dress up. Because it's a community event. It's a bonding event for those 2 hours. The entire room is laughing and gasping and crying. And, you know, you're all sharing that moment together. In a small town, it really has a whole nother layer of bonding. Colusa's was built in 1931. You know, back when theaters had class and style and sophistication and they were designed with detailed in the corners, the molding. There's one in Santa Barbara where there's actually, you have the sense of stars in the ceiling. But it's going to be gone. They're going to be gone. 1,000 movie theaters might have to shut their doors. If there isn't one in your area, I'm asking you to assist with this one just because it happens to be in Northern California where I live. Again, it's a small town of Colusa, and they have a website. They had a little campaign, a fundraising campaign, where they raised a little bit of money because they want to pursue the Kickstarter route, and I really hope it works for them. But if you're interested in assisting, if you could visit their website at SaveTheTheater.com, it would be grand. Thank you so much. Monday is Veterans Day, and unlike Memorial Day, Veterans Day salutes, honors veterans that are still with us, either current campaigns or past. So if you happen to see a veteran, shake the hand, say thank you. And, you know, and don't wait until Veterans Day. We should be doing that every day, don't you think? So speaking of wars, battles, conflicts, this cracks me up. This was brought to my attention recently. And I just, you know, Britain has the stereotype associated with it that is really based on fact. I mean, the too stiff upper lip in all its craziness. This is just, in 1940, Germany's bombs hit this Richmond Country Club golf course in Britain. So this upper club subsequently put together some temporary rules for the game. Now remember, this is 1940 after being bombed. Number one, players are asked to collect bomb and shrapnel splinters to save these causing damage to the mowing machines. Two, in competitions, during gunfire or while bombs are falling, players may take cover without penalty for seizing play. 3. The positions of known delayed action bombs are marked by red flags at a reasonably, but not guaranteed, safe distance therefrom. 4. Shrapnel and/or bomb splinters on the fairways or in bunkers within a club's length of a ball may be moved without penalty, and no penalty shall be incurred if a ball is thereby caused to move accidentally. 5. A ball moved by enemy action may be replaced, or if lost or destroyed, a ball may be dropped not near the hole without penalty. 6. A ball lying in a crater may be lifted and dropped not near the hole, preserving the line to the hole without penalty. 7. A player whose stroke is affected by the simultaneously explosion of a bomb may play another ball from the same place. Penalty, 1 stroke. Isn't that insane? Insane. Sounds like an SNL skit, only it's real. Ah, craziness. So speaking of craziness, I'm reading about the GI glycemic index of a slice of whole wheat bread. You may already know this, but I didn't. So the GI measures how quickly blood sugar rises after eating particular foods. Snickers, for example, has a GI of 55. Sugar, 68. Whole wheat, 71. I mean, crap. FYI. So I'm reading this great book by Kate Atkinson. It's called Behind the Scenes at the Museum. And I love it for two reasons. One, I'm a personal historian, biographer, and I love stories, family stories. This has many layers to family stories, the secrets of families. Another reason I love it are antique stores. People sometimes wonder why I like those, because they think it's just full of old shit. Yes, it is full of old shit, but the old shit has stories. The people who own them have stories. There's a reason they bought that, or what they placed inside of it. It was a dresser or something. A letter opener. What letters did they open? What mail did they receive? Tragedy, you know, romance, you know, anything. So I like how she tells this story. It begins with the narration of this baby to be, and you learn about the mother's thoughts during the pregnancy before she learns she's pregnant, how the marital situation is going on, and she will periodically have in parentheses footnote 4, say. Well, footnote 4 is really another chapter that has a backstory. And what I really like about this is she doesn't go on and on about something. She'll just casually mention an item or a person in a sentence or two, and then mention it again a couple chapters later, and then again a couple chapters later. So you really see the history of these people and items. It's really, really well done. And just secrets, you know, that families have. And all families have them. Don't say that yours don't. It just means you don't know them, because they're secrets. Do something different this week. Take your puddle portrait, you know, your reflection in water, as is, or a silhouette.